This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, November 11th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. Political promises are a bit like fad diets, and however laughable those promises might be, voters tend to fall for them over and over. Unfortunately, according to Aaron Powell, editor of libertarianism.org, it's a persistent problem with no clear answer.
It's often rather perplexing that people keep falling for the promises of politicians, that every election, politicians have these grand plans that they offer up to fix small or enormous problems in all of our lives, and people accept them, and then it doesn't work. And the next election, we're back to making promises that people accept again. And there's often it's just not clear why this happens. Like, why don't we seem to learn from these experiences, and why don't we instead embrace market solutions which have a much better track record? And I think part of the reason that this happens over and over again is actually a pretty understandable one, and it has to do with how abstract market solutions are and how concrete proposed political solutions are. So imagine that you're someone who's hurting in some way. You've just lost your job. You've been out of work for a while. You have a long-term illness. So you've got this substantial problem in your life, and you need help in some way. And so on the one hand, you've got a candidate who gets up and says, if you vote for me, I'm going to pass legislation that's going to give you a job, or it's going to give you health insurance. It's going to fix your problem.
It's a concrete set of steps.
He says, I'm going to pass a law that has the help you out in the name of it. And then on the other hand, you've got another guy who says, if you vote for me, what I'm going to do is get government out of the way, enable markets to work better, free them up, and those markets are going to innovate and create wealth, and that is going to help you. It's going to give more opportunities for jobs. It's going to improve the quality of medicine, improve access to it. And when you look at it that way, I mean, it to some degree makes sense that people will fall over and over and over again for the politician's promises, because he's saying, look, I'm going to help you. He's there. He's concrete. And the markets are kind of saying, you just have to trust this process. We can't tell you how that help is going to arrive or when. All we can tell you is that it's much more likely.
And historically, that's true.
Historically, that's true, absolutely. But that doesn't change the abstract nature of it. And the abstract nature is often going to be hard to embrace or hard to get behind, hard to rally behind when you're in that position of hurting right now, because you desperately want to believe the guy who says he's got this concrete plan to help you right away. And in this way, I think that the promises of politicians are an awful lot like the promises of fad diets. So we know that if you want to lose weight, the only way to really do it successfully and maintain weight loss for a long time is simply to eat better and exercise more. It's not going to be a quick fix. It's hard. But that's what works. But people still keep falling for these fad diets, which we know fad diets either don't work, or if they do work, it's usually a very short term and then the weight comes back, or it has damaging effects in other ways. But the concreteness of it, the like all you have to do is eat grapefruit and you're going to lose all the weight, is so enticing, because it sounds so much easier. And so people fall for it again and again. The fad diet of today is going to get exposed as a fraud, but another one will come along.
And fad diet is a popular term, as is campaign promise. And they're widely understood to be things that don't fundamentally work.
Yes, but I think the reason—
But in the abstract, we know that.
But the problem is that the advocate of the next fad diet or the politician who's advocating his solution can always tell a story of why, yeah, those prior campaign promises by those other guys didn't work out, or the prior fad diets didn't work, but this time it's going to be different. This is why mine is the system that's going to buck the trend. And again, when you're in that position of really wanting help, you desperately want to believe that this is the time it's going to work, because you want to think things are going to get better, and you want to think things are going to get better very quickly.
The example that jumps to my mind is the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, to both its detractors and fans in many cases, and this website that is launched to get people health insurance who have either lost it or didn't have it to begin with or want better options. And it's so far been a real disaster.
Yeah, and I think Obamacare is a perfect example of this fad diet approach, because we have people who fear for their health. You know, their insurance is very expensive. They don't know if they're going to be able to keep it, all of that. And so these promises come along, and we've been saying, look, precisely this – what's happened now is what was going – we told people that was what was going to happen. We didn't know that the website wouldn't work, but we could be pretty sure that when the government tries to implement some very complex scheme, it's going to screw it up in a number of ways. And we said, look, you're not going to get to keep your insurance. These new rules are going to mean that a lot of insurance is no longer going to fit the requirements, and you're going to lose it. But people desperately wanted to believe that Obamacare represented this quick fix that would just solve all of America's health problems. It would make us all healthier and at lower costs overnight, as opposed to the free market solution to healthcare, which again is extremely abstract, which is if we free up markets, then competition will drive down prices for insurance. Competition will inspire innovation, which will improve the quality of care, will figure out ways to improve access, that things will get much, much better. But it's going to be a process. Markets are a process. They're an emergent order, and they need time to emerge. And we don't know precisely what that order is going to look like when it does emerge.
You'll make a terrible politician. I mean, you can't ever run for office on let's let this happen.
No. I mean, who would accept a platform like that? Exactly. And I think that's the problem. And the real problem is that it's not clear how to immediately solve this issue. It's not clear how to get people to stop falling for the promises of fad diets, the promises of campaigning politicians. I mean, it seems like all we really can do is just continue to educate, is continue to try to remind people that these sorts of promises have failed in the past, that the little modifications and the new versions aren't going to change that trend, that markets have this long history of working very well, and to simply just instill a skepticism towards the promises of politicians. But at the same time, we have to be aware of why people fall for these things in the first place and to understand that.
I mean, one key difference is, though, with a fad diet, you can walk away from it on a whim. You can just decide this isn't working. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah, you can walk away from it. And so it's in that regard, it's less dangerous than political solutions, because as soon as a political solution is instituted, it creates its own constituency that keeps it around long after everyone has realized it's not working or that it's damaging. But also, the political solutions are more damaging than the fad diet, in the sense that if you embrace a fad diet and it's harmful, the only person it's going to harm is you. And it may harm the people who are around you who don't want to see you suffering or whatever. But that's different from a political solution. If we embrace a political solution, then even the people who didn't want to follow it, who would much rather seen markets work or some other solution, they are also stuck with it and they are also harmed by it.
So there's no way out here.
I don't think there's any easy way out, but that's kind of the whole point. I think we have to just play the long game on this, continue to educate, continue to talk about the benefits of markets, continue to point out the failings in political solutions, and hope that over time this rising level of skepticism makes it less likely that political solutions can do damage.
Aaron Powell is editor of libertarianism.org. Read more of his work there and at our website, cato.org.